Unbelievable this morning. Unbelievably that this is the big story today, just 5 weeks ago, only 5 weeks ago, they were trying to tank the market. We had what turned out to be a very artificial, very synthetic, very fake market crash engineered, it turned out, and I suspected this at the time. In fact, I said I suspected this, but we didn't know, by all the big investment houses, not by real investors, to try to stop Trump's agenda with tariffs, to try to generate hysteria and terror, but mostly to try to get mom and pop 401k to sell off. And among the lies being told, we now know they were lies, by everyone, a virtual wall, like a tsunami of lies from the financial media, who should never be believed again. The tariffs would cause inflation. I told you right off the bat they would not, because they cannot. That is impossible. That is mathematically impossible. Tariffs do not cause inflation. Only one thing causes inflation, that is printing of money, the debasement of currency. Your dollar is worth less if they dump five more fake dollars into the sea of dollars. It's very simple. Tariffs cannot do that. Tariffs might raise prices, but that's not inflation. And so I told you, what they're saying is impossible. Think about the level of this lie, Lee. No less than Jerome Powell, whose job it is to hurt the economy in order to hurt Trump. That's what he does now as the head of the Federal Reserve.
Interesting job description.
Yeah, that's who he is, what he does. And he won't go away, even though Trump's asked him to, because he's got more damage to do. It's, by the way, the same guy who told you that inflation was merely transitory. And it would be okay to print trillions more. It was going to be fine. We're at about 3% then. We went to 9. That's who this guy is. That's his other job, is to lie in order to buy Congress time to print more money and pay off all their friends. That's his second job description. He's a real disaster as the head of the Federal Reserve. But anyway, so what they told us was three things. Recession is coming because of Trump's tariffs. Inflation is coming because of Trump's tariffs. And disaster is on the horizon. And it's all bad. It's going to end bad. There's no way around it now. That was 5 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago. Financial media. And this, remember, is financial media from CNN Business, CNBC, Cramer, New York Times, all the way over to Fox Business. How does it look this morning? Not so good for them. Headline. Annual inflation supposed to go up because of tariffs. Annual inflation hits 4-year low. Oops. Groceries have biggest decline in 5 years. The annual inflation rate eased 2.3% in April, the lowest since February 2021. Why is that date significant? The lowest since February 2021. Well, that was when Biden began his money printing run that Larry Summers, remember, begged him not to do. Democrat advisor to multiple campaigns. He began the printing run in February 2021. The annual inflation rate eased to 2.3% in April, the lowest since February 2021, showing that Joe Biden's attempted destruction of the U.S. economy can be reversed. Who knew? Inside that number, more good news. Gasoline prices decreased for the third straight month. At-home food prices fell by 0.4%. or twice the rate of the decline in inflation. Eggs were down 17.7% since March. That's what happens when the government stops killing the chicken flock for no damn reason, since chickens, even if they have the bird flu, can't spread it through eggs. Oh my God, we're so stupid. While pork and beef ran at or slightly behind inflation, overall grocery prices had their largest decline in nearly 5 years. Funny how so many economic failures began with Joe Biden's inauguration. It's super weird.
Yeah, what a coincidence there.
Yeah. Again, U.S. inflation fell to 2.3% in April, the lowest since 2021. Specifically, and again, this is my favorite line, and I love that the Associated Press had to write it. Food prices in April declined for the first time since November 2020. The last time Trump was president. I mean, that's got to be related, right?
Yeah.
Food prices declined for the first time since November 2020, the last time since Trump was president. Remember, none of this is supposed to be happening, Lee.
Nope, none of it.
Nope.
Nothing good can happen from Trump economic policy.
Nope, can't Never happen.
Can. Nope, doesn't exist.
No. The funny one yesterday, when I saw it, I busted out laughing, called my husband in the room. I was like, oh my God, no. My favorite headline. JP Morgan Chase. You know, now that we think about it, we might not have a recession after all. Okay. Keep in mind, this is a reverse, not from 6 months ago, okay? From 5 weeks ago. They called it off. Now that we think about it, maybe we're not going to have a recession after all. Let me rewrite the headline. Now that we have failed to tank the stock market with our lies and stop Trump's agenda, we reverse them. We're not having a recession. They lied. They all lied. All of them. They were given a script. They read it. They tried to tank the market. And Lee, if this was 5 years ago, they could have. They could have caused a stock market crash. They tried to. Mm-hmm. To stop these tariffs. So it turns out it was all lies. Thank God the American people didn't panic. Thank God. So look, I'm not saying this is going to be perfect going forward. I'm not saying there's going to be problems and hiccups with the tariff war. Maybe the whole thing's a bad idea. I don't know. But so far, they got it dead wrong. You need to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
JP Morgan has reversed its previous prediction of a U.S. recession in 2025. Okay, let me tell you what's actually going on here. The actual real shocking deal that's actually going on here, okay? The plan was this. I was telling you last year, we were in a recession last year. We were in a recession the third quarter last year. We were in a recession the fourth quarter last year. And they just faked the economic stats because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is as captured by the Democrats as every other. And, you know, every other department. And what they had planned to do, and I told you this over and over and over again, is as soon as Trump is inaugurated, they're going to tell us the truth about this financial, about the finances of America. It's going to look like he caused a recession. That was the plan. Trump has done such a good job, I think he has ended Biden's recession and scuttled their plan. They had it all planned out, man. And if you want to know how bad it was, this got almost no attention, but it tells you everything. This is EJ Antoni. The third quarter, this is so crazy, okay? The third quarter of last year. So we're headed into the election, right? Third quarter goes through September, July through September, right? We're told 400,000 marvelous and miraculous jobs created by Joe Biden. It was unbelievable. Well, they just quietly revised that down. How many were actually created? Zero. Zero? Zero. No jobs. Okay, that is a jobs apocalypse. That is a freaking unmitigated disaster. And you know what? If you created zero jobs in quarter three, you know what you were in? A recession. You were in a recession. You were in a very economically unhealthy period. There's no other way around it. So how'd they fix it? Yeah, they lied. And what they were going to do was pin all of this on Trump, and he has reversed it. Here's EJ Antoni explaining the Biden jobs revision, the lie.
David, I tell you what, the big downward revisions for Biden administration era data keep coming in thick and fast. The latest from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in the third quarter of last year, a period when we were previously told the economy added 399,000 jobs, it turns out that private sector job growth in that quarter was precisely zero. We added no private sector jobs during
that
again. Time.
Yeah, so that's Dave Bratt. He is fill-in hosting a podcast. He's the head of Liberty's finance department. He's a professor. And he's like, whoa, because Antoni was breaking the news.
In the third quarter of last year, so that's the period from the end of June through the end of September, we were told that last year the economy added 399,000 jobs after all the already existing downward revisions. We so supposedly added almost 400,000 non-farm payrolls, as they're called. And now the latest data from the Business Employment Dynamics report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these are official government numbers, shows the private sector added exactly zero jobs on net during that time. In other words, all the job losses equaled the job gains, a net zero change. So
can you imagine if all of that was going on when Trump was president? Mm-hmm. Zero jobs created,
especially if it was right before an election.
Oh, they had a lie. They covered it up.
This is exactly what happened. This was misinformation meant to influence an election. And it was, you know, the numbers were fraudulent by a government agency in order to influence an election in favor of the party in power.
They were going to wait till Trump got in office, and they were going to tell the truth about these numbers and make it look like he did it. And he has so blown it out of the water that they have to call off the recession. You know how upset they are about this? Anyway, if you're just waking up, the bottom line, the takeaway is this. 5 weeks ago, they were forecasting that April would be the worst economic month since the Great Depression because of the stock market losses. They were trying to tank the market. It was going to be a recession. It was going to be inflation out of control. 5 weeks later, annual inflation rate hits record, hits four-year low. JP Morgan Chase calls off its recession forecast. Boom. So what do we learn here? Financial media, don't believe them. Just wait 5 weeks. Wait 5 weeks for their lies to fade.